did you have a vehicle at that time?
Vehicles came along a little later, probably the 1970s. Prior to that, if you had to transport the life-saving apparatus gear, the breeches boy gear, you each station had a local contractor. In Bembridge, it was people called Preston's, or Charlie Preston, who ran the local coal merchant in the village, and you used to phone him up and say, bring your lorry down. Of course, if you go right back in time, the same thing used to happen, but it was with horse and carts, and the Coast Guard used to have their cart, but they had to go and round up a few local farmers' horses to pull it along. But going back to the vehicles, yes, they came in. The first one we had at Bembridge was always sticks in my mind because it happened to be a Hillman Imp. And it was just that you could put sort of three or four staff in it and go somewhere. You didn't have any rescue equipment or anything like that in it. However, there was one disadvantage, because at Bembridge, none of the three full-time Coast Guards had a driving licence. And that was very similar on a lot of stations around the coast. So there was this sort of 6 or 9 months period where they all had to learn to drive, which was fine, because all the auxiliary Coast Guards, we didn't have a problem, we could all drive. But yes, there's one or two hair-raising incidents with the regulars actually learning to drive, but perhaps we don't want to go into those.